Do not pull down on the safety bar, please. I will lower it for you.
Hello there. I'm Jiminy Cricket.
In America, you call homosexual fags, and in England, fags are cigarettes, you see.
For the truth, they need some rearranging.
Prove yourself brave, truthful, and unselfish, and someday you will be a real boy.
A real boy!
That would be easy.
The doors of your car will close automatically. Please keep your head and arms inside and remain seated at all times. And please, no smoking. Thank you.
Ellis, you are gorgeous.
Oh, go on. I mean, go on and on and on.
Brown Gargantua remembered me, General. He saved my life. Only the green one's dangerous.
You're on 761-3330 for another week of film listed fun.
This week, and I have some guests with me. I have Susie, you remember from last week?
Hi, hope you had a nice week. I missed you.
I have a new guest. I have Kathy.
Hi.
Wow. All right. We're doing good, and I'm waiting for a third guest.
Wow! Wait a minute, Dave. You're waiting for me,
and I just want to tell you that I'm here to present Paul Mack Presents, that's me, by the way, for the week of July 31st through August 4th of 1983. Right, Dave?
Yay!
Enthusiastic. Okay, anyway, Dave, you take the microphone. I'm getting tired.
Oh, yeah, I guess you should be. You've done this for long enough. These girls look like they're really anxious to tell us something. What do you have to say?
Yeah, if you want to write, P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023.
Wow. They did it together!
We've got to get in with the tape here. We've got a contest to announce a little later. And then we got a lot of comments and a lot of fun. Let's get in with the tape.
Go!
All right!
Lots of fun? Believe me, I know some folks that are in for some fun. Those early bird friends of Annie's, who've already sent for their new 1940 model Orphan Annie shake-up mug. You know, all of Annie's friends who drink sweet chocolate-flavored Ovaltine can get these swell new shake-up mugs free. And boy, are they beauties. Wait till you see them. They're made of genuine beetleware in brand new colors. A beautiful deep green and a bright flashing scarlet. And every mug has a big colored picture of Orphan Annie and her dog Sandy right on the front. And don't forget, this shaker upper is a two-in-one gift. When you put the top on, it makes a keen shaker for mixing your ice-cold, chocolate-flavored Ovaltine shake-ups. And then, when you take the bright red top off, presto, the shaker turns into a swell big drinking mug, holding a creamy, bubbly shake-up all ready for you to drink. Man alive, what fun you'll have with that new shaker-upper. Playing the shake-up game with your friends and having shake-up parties, making a picnic out of every meal this summer. Think of having a delicious ice-cold shake-up drink anytime you want it, made with fresh cold milk and sweet chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. What a treat on a warm summer day. And, of course, Mother will be glad to have you fix all the shake-ups you want, because she knows how much extra pep and energy food there is in every single Ovaltine shake-up. Loads of extra vitamins and minerals and other things everybody needs to be healthy and husky the way we all want to be. So, here's the thing. Annie wants all her friends to have one of these swell new 1940 model shake-up mugs, and you want to get one, I know. Especially when Annie has fixed it so fellows and girls who drink Ovaltine can get one absolutely free. Even though our regular price is 50 cents. So, listen closely. Here's what to do. Sit right down after tonight's adventure and print your name and address plainly on a piece of paper. Send it in, along with a thin metal foil seal from under the lid of a can of sweet chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. Mail it to Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois, and she'll send you your new 1940 model shake-up mug absolutely free. Now, don't put it off, will you? Ask Mother to get you a can of sweet chocolate-flavored Ovaltine right now and send in that seal for your free shake-up mug tonight. Mail it to Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. Annie's sorry, but she can offer this wonderful free shake-up mug only to her friends who live in the United States. But if you do live in the United States, send in tonight.
Have a good quarantine. Baby, I'm an
This is Bill from Biphone, the computerized directory. Here are the top five films playing currently as of 9 a.m. on Friday. This week's best film is Casablanca, playing at the Vista Theater. It is followed by Gandhi, Tootsie, Return of the Jedi, and then The Treasure of Sierra Madre. To get your computer talking to Biphone for free, call 474-2220. This week's worst film is Space Hunter. Other tragedies are Jaws 3, The Hunger, Catwoman on the Moon, and finally, Now My Love. Listen for another Biphone report next week.
Hi, Paul. This is John from La Habra. And with a quick little movie review. The Bronx Warriors, 1999. Oh, man. This has been John from La Habra. Ciao.
Hey, this is Craig, North Hollywood. I just comment on the 1990 The Bronx Warriors. I just want to say that is one of the worst films I've ever seen, and I heard a comment on your line before that it was hacked terribly, and, you know, it was funny. It was a terrible movie. The lead guy in it, I mean, he didn't look like a biker. It's supposed to be like a biker, you know. Bronx is New York. It's police, you know, they won't go there anymore. They say, screw it, it's too bad this. You know, police don't go there anymore. So the riders, that's the biker name, they, you know, they just screw around. I mean, there's no plot, no nothing. And the lead biker looks like Prince, the singer, and his name is Trash. Whatever. This is Craig North Hollywood. Thank you.
Yeah, hi. This is Allison from Canoga Park, and I went and saw Jaws 3D the other day, And I really didn't think it was as good as the other Jaws movies, but I really liked it, because, 3D was really good. So, it wasn't as good as Jaws 1 or 2, so go see it sometime, okay, because it's good. The 3D is really good, and sometimes it really scared you, okay? So, go see it, okay? Bye.
That comment was, so real.
I couldn't even get over it,
It is more than just a battle beyond our time, beyond our universe. It is a story of a powerful mystical weapon buried for eons, of a prince who must learn how to use it.
Do not use it until you need it.
How I know when?
You'll know.
To rescue his love from the clutches of the beast.
I shall be your king.
It is the story of a band of rogues.
Thieves, bandits, fighters, and brawlers.
Those are the kind of men I need.
Of a cyclops and a changeling.
That rudeness. I think I'll turn you into a goose.
Joining forces to battle an unearthly enemy for the life of their princess and the freedom of their world. A world light years beyond your imagination. A world called Krull. Columbia Pictures presents Krull, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Wow, sounds like it's going to be a great film. I haven't seen it yet, but, hey, gang, go get my research papers, will you?
Research! You mean the Times. We got the L.A. Times right here.
Not the L.A. Times. My research paper, you beast! Okay, here's what I want to do, is I want to tell you that Krull is a world light years beyond your imagination. Okay? And you can go see this epic, it's sure to be an epic, at the Westwood Mann National Theater, and all these numbers we're going to list you are in the 213 area code. The number for this one is 208-4366. Dave, you might want to read off the next place they can go see this at.
Yeah, you can also see it at the Hollywood Man Chinese. The number for the information there is 464-8111.
Very good. And now, pass that little paper down and we'll let the girls Times. Give it. Okay.
In North Hollywood at UA Movies, 766-4317.
Okay, very good. And?
Or the Sherman Oaks Cinema. Number for information, 986-9660.
You're reading very good. Hey, I gotta congratulate my guests. You can really read our research papers great. And now, let's get in with some more comments from you, the callers.
Hello, this is Mark from Encino. I just saw the new movie, Krull. There's a lot of people that walked out of this thing. I saw it at Man Valley West. I thought it was pretty good, though. So a lot of people walked out, and some guy from NBC said it was pretty bad. But I thought it was pretty good. Oh, and P.S., Dennis DeCrefo told me to call, and he wants you to tell all your listeners, Paul, that when Monkeys in Paris is going to be done. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
You mean he's giving me authority to tell everybody when Monkeys in Paris is going to be finished? Let me see, I think it was going to be finished next week, or was that a week from last Friday? No, wait a minute, that's next year, exactly, I think that it could be almost done if what they're going to do is when they make it and actually then it's that. Why don't you call 769-8880, of course in the 213 area code, the Decrepo broadcast system, and they can tell you when it's going to be done. All I'm doing is some basic photography on the video, but it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. For further details, that's right, call 769-8880.
Hi, this is Brad from Northridge, and I just saw it. Pretty good movie. I mean, it was pretty cool. It's called Krull. What a rad name. It's neat. It's like a lot of good special effects, you know? And they have this guy that had this morning star, you know, like a ninja star, only there was no blades on it, all of a sudden all these blades popped out and he throws it and it's like a force electric star if people out there saw the Dark Crystal and like that, you love this film. I'll talk to you later, people, and Paul, and whatever. Ladies!
Yeah, I saw Private School for Girls. I gotta say, I really,
I'm sorry I was in the theater. I wish I had been right there in the school.
For the next 60 seconds, I'd like to talk to you about a private school for girls. Let me begin by saying, man is a party animal.
Hallelujah!
It is his job to party. Now, I visited the Cherryvale Academy for Girls. And I was very moved by what I saw.
Hallelujah!
My friends, I saw young fellas dressing up in ladies' clothes, putting on lipstick and rouge, just to get inside the girls' dorm.
Hallelujah!
After all, a private girls' school is no place to waste time on homework and study. It's a place to grab all the nookie you can get.
Hallelujah!
Do you hear me now?
Yeah!
Remember, brothers and sisters, man is a party animal.
Hallelujah!
I urge you to act like one.
Hallelujah!
I urge you to look like one.
Hallelujah!
And I urge you to see private school.
Hallelujah!
Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
We here at the Movie Line have not seen Private School yet, therefore we do not have a review.
Oh.
But if you'd like to go see this flick, you can go to the Westwood General Cinema Avco. For information, you can call 475-0711. Or you can go to the Hollywood SRO Paramount. For information, you can call 463-3263. Or you can go to the Sherman Oaks Pacific Four. If you'd like to call, it's 990-4140.
Hello. This is Mickey's pal from Millwood. My review is on Jaws 3D. It has got to be the best 3D movie I've ever seen. It was suspenseful, intriguing, scary, and a lot of fun. And in spite of the bad reviews it has gotten, I really enjoyed Jaws 3D for its simplicity and originality. Thank God it wasn't done in Amity. Now, if you're looking for an intelligent script and acting that is Oscar quality and the kind of film you'll want to see again and again, then Jaws 3D is not for you. But if you like to get scared to death and you like doing it in 3D, then I guess this is the one to go see. It's just a, you know, fun movie to watch. And I had a good time, and I think you'll have a good time too. So pull out the old 3D specs and head for the theaters and see Jaws 3D. Goodbye.
Hello, party. This is KCSTV. I'd like to say that I loved War Games. That was a fiction movie. And also I'd like to say that the Twilight Zone sucked. It was really nothing but the black and white in color. I mean, that I can see at home. Later.
Yeah, I saw a new movie. This is Seraphia, called Crawl. Excellent movie. I'm not going to give any information because you've got to see this one. Because I don't want to spoil the storyline if anyone wants to see it. The movie, the adventure, the love. Oh, it's got everything. It's really good. Also, Paul Mack, I have a question towards you. When I went to the Air Supply concert last September, almost a year ago, supposedly, it was announced in the bulletin that a movie would be released that fall called Now or Forever, starring Cheryl Ladd. It's supposed to be Australian with about the Danielle Steele novel. And I've been trying to find out about it, and one place I saw it in USA Today announced it was supposed to be released in August. Can you try to clarify this issue? I'd really appreciate it. All right, thanks. This was, like I said, Sarah
Rosita.
Bye.
Well, Sarah, there can be a lot of explanations to something like that. I haven't heard about it down here at the Movie Line, but we'll keep our ears peeled, something like that. But in most cases, if a film really isn't that great, they'll show it around in very small cities, like in Missouri or Texas or something like that, and they'll get audience reactions, and they'll even show it at preview houses, and they'll think about cutting it or do something with it, and the film is basically pulled and it sits on the shelf. Or maybe they haven't found a distributor for it. I'm sure they have, but a lot of times that's the case. Or it's just sitting around on the shelves until they figure there's a market for that particular film. It probably wasn't that good, but if we hear about it down here, we'll definitely let you know. So keep calling each and every week and keep in touch.
Hi, this is Ariane LA.
and I saw Twilight Zone. I thought it was a good movie. I don't care what those critics say. They are stupid, as far as I'm concerned. I really liked Twilight Zone, especially the third episode. I thought it was really good. And on a scale of 1 to 10, I give it about an 8. And I also saw Return of the Jedi. The Return of the Jedi was pretty good. You know, it was a trilogy. If I was to rate, you know, Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi in the order of which I liked them, it would probably be Star Wars, then Return of the Jedi, then Empire Strikes Back. Return of the Jedi was very good, and, you know, it answered a lot of questions in it that Empire Strikes Back brought to mind. So I give that about 9. That was a good movie. And I also saw Blue Thunder. Blue Thunder was a very good movie, another one. Now, it was directed by the same guy that did War Games, and it had a bit of the same quality, and I thought it was really good, so on a scale of 1 to 10, I rate that a 9. I then saw Yellowbeard. What a disappointment. On a scale of 1 to 10, I don't rate it a 3, I don't rate it a 2, I don't rate it a 1, I don't rate it. It is a rotten movie. It is terrible. Don't go see it. It is a waste of money, waste of time, waste of everything. Okay, only go see it if you want to see the stars, but for nothing else. No story, anything. It's a rotten movie. Okay, well, this has been a comment from Ariane, L.A. Hope everyone's having fun out there since summer. Have a superior summer, everyone. Goodbye.
Yeah, Paul, this is Tony North Hollywood. I've been out of town for a while. I haven't been able to check up with the line. I was at Las Vegas, and kind of broke now, so I haven't seen a movie in a while. Anyway, keep up the good work. Well, see you later.
David Lightman, hold it right there, please, FBI.
The FBI thinks he's a spy. The Pentagon thinks he's a world power.
Get me the president on the horn.
And his parents think he's up in his room with his computer.
We have a launch detection.
Wow.
The most exciting game on any screen is this summer's most talked about motion picture, War Games. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Released by MGM United Artists Entertainment Company.
Wow, I saw War Games, and I just thought I'd put in a plug for it because I haven't seen it in such a long time. No, actually, I just thought I'd recommend it to you to see before it goes out, and you girls saw War Games. What'd you think of it, Susie?
It was really good. It was very suspenseful.
And Kathy, what'd you think?
I thought it was exciting.
Exciting? How exciting was it?
It was so exciting. So exciting. You just...
Okay.
You had to be there.
That's right. And Dave, you saw War Games even.
Oh, yeah, it was great. You know, it opened at the Cinerama Dome, and it's still playing there, in fact. And it's the Hollywood phone number for that is 466-3401. You can find out the show times. You know, I was talking with the ex-manager of the Cinerama Dome. She happened to be there the night I went.
Ex-manager?
The ex-manager.
That's why she's the ex-manager, because she was talking to you, right?
No, I believe she quit.
Oh, I see.
She wasn't fired. And she went there to see War Games along with myself and everybody else in the theater.
Yeah.
And we tried to get what we thought would be the best seats. Uh-huh. And that was up in the upper level of the Cinerama Dome. That's the front row of the upper level. And that's in the middle. And she says that those are the best seats. Actually, we had the second best because we were next to her. She had the best.
Uh-huh.
She was telling us that that's where they balance the sound from it and that the Cinerama Dome has the best sound of all the theaters. And they don't know why they have to waste movies like the Star Wars and stuff like that on, say, the Egyptian, because they have thrashed sound, and it is a cheap theater compared to the Cinerama Dome. Now, this is her, okay? This is what she said. She said, the thing is that Lucasfilms has a contract with the Mann Theaters, and they always open the Lucasfilms at the Mann Theaters, and the Dome loses out, but the Dome would be a better theater to play. Things like the...
You know, Spielberg's films have opened there, like 1941 and Close Encounters.
At the Dome?
Yeah.
The Dome. Right, okay, that, you know. So what, Spielberg's got a contract with the Dome?
I don't know, but he sure makes good films. give you a short listing of some of the films coming out in August 1983. Okay, starting with The Man Who Was Not There from Paramount Pictures, starring Steve Guttenberg in a 3D action-adventure comedy as a lowly government official on the run from police and international agents. Then there's Smokey and the Bandit Part 3 from Universal Pictures, the continued adventures of the bandit and Sheriff Buford T., starring Jackie Gleason, Paul Williams, and Pat McCormick, but not Burt Reynolds.
Yay!
Then there's Going Berserk from Universal Pictures, starring Joe Flaherty, Eugene Levy, and John Candy of SCTV fame. And it's about a limousine driver, part-time drummer, and he's brainwashed by a religious Arabics cult, okay? And next week I'm going to give you some more titles that are coming out in August 1983. That's going to do it for Paul Mac Presents, and I want to thank my guests who are...
Thanks for what? Thanks for having us come down and...
Take that gum out of your mouth when you talk to me like that. Okay, no, I really appreciate everybody, and Kathy, thank you for coming down. I know this was your first tape, and it's probably going to be your last, but what do you think of this traumatic experience?
I thought it was fun.
Fun, okay, and Dave... Never mind, I don't want to know what you... And, well, what did you think, Dave, huh?
Oh, I enjoy it once in a while. You know, it gives me something to do on the weekends.
On the weekends. Okay, and thank you, Susie.
It was great, thank you.
And Kathy.
Thank you.
And Dave.
Thank you.
Get out of here. And that's going to do it. Thanks for calling. This tape will repeat momentarily. Good night, goodbye, and have a pleasant whatever. One sad note, David Niven passed away on Friday, July 29th. And now, a few moments of silence.